Hello, neighbors. This is Micah from Wisconsin, owner at Animal Kingdom Villas, Saratoga Springs Resort, and Riviera Resort, and you're listening to My DVC Points.
Parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked, pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors, to Season 3 of the My DVC Points podcast and Episode 65. Season 3, we've got a new lineup of sponsors. I call it the DVC Dream Team. DVC Resale Market is back supporting the show, along with DVC Rental Store for all of your point rental needs and point swap needs. They're also partnering with Be Our Guest Vacations, so if you want to take your points and go on a Disney cruise, an adventure by Disney, or even go to a cash room at a Disney resort, they can do it for you on points a whole lot cheaper than DVC Direct. Also, we're partnering with Incredible Vacation Homes if you want to move up the food chain to the ultimate luxury for a multifamily Disney vacation. We've got up to 12 bedroom homes available for you. Also this season, Monera Financial will be supporting you for all of your DVC financial needs. Today's show has Bert from DVC Resale Market with us, and he's going to walk us through his DVC career, and he was one of the opening members at Boardwalk Resort. Stayed with him for, well over a decade. Let's jump into today's show. Well, I'd like to welcome to the show Humberto Santos. Humberto, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing great, Chad. And don't worry about mispronouncing my name. It's been the story of my life. I've been called Bert, Humberto. As long as you keep it clean, man, we'll be good.
Well, we're a G-rated show, brother, so it's, right. I guarantee you it'll be clean. So I'll tell you what, just to make things simple, I'm going to go with the cheesy, Americanized Bert. Does that work?
That's fantastic. That's fine. That works perfect for me. I'm good. I answer to that and many more.
Okay, now my wife is a Spanish teacher, so I'm sure I'm going to go into the like Hall of Fame with her students if they happen to be listening to the show or her, but hey, it is what it is, buddy.
It's quite all right. It's quite all right. No big deal. You know what? She's a Spanish teacher, and I'm, you know, even though I was born in the States, my family's originally from Colombia. So it's all right. We won't hold you to anything. We're good.
Okay, man. So now you have a unique Disney history here. Right now, you currently work for DVC Resale Market, right?
Correct. I do. Last 3.5 years.
Okay. Well, before that, how did you get to that point?
It's kind of crazy. I was living in Miami at the time, and one of my quote unquote cousins was selling timeshare here in Orlando. And he's like, oh, look, Bert. One of the few that calls me, Bert, look, you should come up here. I'm doing great and stuff like that. So I went up. I came up here to Orlando from Miami. I went to his timeshare presentation and I looked over at him and he's like, well, what do you think? And I was like, I can't do it. I can't do this. There's no way. He's like, but Bert, you can make some money. I was like, yeah, but I can't do what you just, I just can't do it. I mean, I'm not into the hard sell. I'm not into any of that sort of stuff. And I just happened to go to, you know, what used to be called Disney Village, right? When we were going back a long time ago. And I stopped by one of those little kiosks and I approached it. I said, what is this thing? And the guy started telling me, you know, what DVC was all about. He was trying to send me on a presentation. And I was intrigued. You know, he's like, why are you asking? I said, because and I told him the story that I just told you, Chad. And he's like, you know, I think we need people like you. I mean, do you speak anything other than English? I mean, I would assume you speak Spanish. I said, well, we're a very good assumption. And at that stage of my life, I actually spoke French because I went to school in France for a bit. Anyway, so I spoke some French. I've lost my French, but I've picked up quite a bit of Portuguese over the years at DVC. I mean, you know, so next thing I know, I found my way to becoming an ASA, which is what the booths are. And I did that for a year and a half. And at that point, you know,
so that's the people that are in the little kiosk,
correct,
right? They sit in the park and they sit in the resorts and their whole job is to kind of flag you down and sign you up for an appointment to come talk to a guide, right?
Exactly. And I used to work on, I mean, back then, just to give you an idea, Chad, there was only 35 of us and there was only 12 locations on Walt Disney World property. Now there's almost 12 locations in one park alone. So they moved me through the ranks. From there, they promoted me to the actual vacation club guide. And back then I made history. I was the first one in 18 months. Nobody had ever done it that quick. And then I just started selling this thing. I opened the boardwalk. I got the tail end of Old Key West. I worked out of Old Key West maybe for 2 weeks, but I opened the boardwalk, and that's when my career began. And then a few years after that, then I ended up being on the cruise team. I was, you know, one of the pioneers, the first ones out on the cruise team back when it was only the Magic, and there was only myself and one, like we just mentioned, an ASA on board. So there was a whole lot of work just for two of us. We didn't even have an office. I used to lug this thing. I mean, I can keep you on here for hours on everything I had to do to sit down with the guests, you know, and you're doing your presentation on the cruise. All of a sudden, a bunch of kids run in because the kids' clubhouse walked in and they're about to do some crayon session, something. They'd kick us out of there and have to move out and do the presentation somewhere else. It was fun. I mean, again, I can keep you around.
Sounds like crazy times, man.
Oh, this is before we had everything. I mean, you know, nowadays they got two offices on the ship. You know, you have multiple ASAs booking tours. You have another colleague that, you know, I remember doing presentations from 9 o'clock in the morning to sometimes 10 o'clock at night. I'd almost be out of a voice by the end of the day. I'd do 10 presentations. You know what it is? 10 or 11 presentations in a day on a cruise. It could get hectic, man. But it was fun times. I have fantastic memories from Disney.
Yeah. When you left, like how many thousands of clients did you have in your book?
When I left, I had a portfolio of over 2,500 families that had signed up with me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I tell you, I think about it today and you know, everything I own today is thankful to Disney. I mean, my wife, you know, we met and she didn't work, you know, when I initially started, you know, was working at Disney, and, you know, eventually she, you know, she became a professional herself. You know, she's a dentist. She has her own practice and stuff like that. But, you know, I was raising three girls on my own for 2 years. You know, I was an ASA, like, and again, the title of the little cubicles, right? The desk across Disney. And I was an ASA raising three girls on my own for 2 years until, you know, hit the lottery with my wife, and she decided to say, hey, sure, I'll help you raise these kids. I mean, my oldest was 9, my youngest was 3. All that transition happened as a vacation club guide, practically. I got a lot of memories, man. Like I said, I can keep you here for hours. I don't know if people want to stay on this long.
So what were some of your best memories from working at as a direct guide?
Being at the boardwalk, opening the boardwalk was memorable because I remember, you know, those who've been to the boardwalk, you know, renting the Surrey bikes, you know, you get a Surrey bike. I'd always obviously have to get the largest one because I had, you know, three kids at the time and my wife and myself, and we'd ride around the lake. Crescent Lake, my bad. I almost forgot the name. Crescent Lake, right around the Crescent Lake, and just watch them grow. And then all of a sudden, Isabella's born, you know, my number 4. And then there was eventually Valentina. So it's like, you know, you see, and now reality is if I went to the boardwalk tonight, it'd be 3 of us, my wife, myself, and my freshman in high school, because everybody else is gone. I even have a granddaughter now. As you can see, I only make women, right? Women who make women. So, I mean, I have that and the pictures of, you know, going to the Food and Wine Festival. We'd always go twice. Every year we'd go at least 2 times. And you know, one of the times would be always take the girls. And it's like, you know, you have the pictures and it's like you got all these women. And all of a sudden now it's one less and then another one less and another one less. And it's like, wow, we're down to you and me, honey, almost at this stage. You know, so that's what DVC is all about. You know, what I did at Disney was basically sell vacations. Vacations, you create memories. Memories, you keep, you know, and then you look back and you look at the pictures and that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, when you go to work, you work, you work, you work, but vacations are memories. I mean, that's what Disney's all about. And that's what I guess kept me there all these years is the fact that, you know, I would have members that would come in only and exclusively say, you know, we're here to see Bert or Umberto, whatever they'd ask for me. I'd come down and say, hey, how you doing? Remember, we bought this thing from you 5 years ago. I was like, oh, yeah, yeah. And you'd have to look at the notes and thank you. You're thanking me for selling you this? He goes, yeah, because we've done this and we've done this and we've gone to Cancun and we've been to Aruba and we've been to Disney multiple times. And it's like, you know, and they thank you, you know, and some of them had lost spouses. Some of them had lost kids. I mean, it's heart-wrenching, but reality is that 4-letter word, man, life. Things happen in people's lives, you know, things change. And to know that you had a part of that.
To know that you had a part of helping them just make awesome family memories.
I'm telling you, man, it's huge. It's more than you can imagine. Again, I could tell you stories of things that happened to me in selling this in my 20-year career that, you know, some would make you laugh, you know, some would make you literally start bawling. I mean, I'll never forget this one particular story. This gentleman came in and they called me down and I looked at my notes before going down. I was like, well, I met with this family. It's like 18 months ago, you know? So I walked down and I see the gentleman. I forgot his name now, but I said, hey, how you doing? How's everything? You know, and good. Welcome back. You know, good to see you again. He's like, you know, I'm back and I'm going to buy this thing. So, you know, when you're in sales and they tell you, I'm going to buy this thing today, it's like, you know, your ears start ringing like, oh, fantastic. But so he's like, I'm going to buy this thing today. I said, perfect. So let's not get started yet. Let's wait till your wife, I guess I take it she went to the restroom. I would imagine your kids are in the kids' clubhouse. The guy had 3 daughters. So it kind of kind of hit me hard because, and I said, so what, the girls are in the kids clubhouse. I said, yeah, the girls are in the kids clubhouse, but my wife's not in the bathroom. And I'm like, oh, so I'm like, oh boy, this can't go well. He goes, well, you know, unfortunately, right after we met you, which we were intrigued and we thought we were going to do this, we got back. She became ill. You know, the C word, cancer, hit her. We lost her about 3 months ago. So I promised my girls we'd come back and we're going to buy this. And that's why we're buying this today. Umberto, I just need to know how many points I'm buying so I can do what I want to do with them. And let's go. And I'm like, I mean, you start off like, so you're excited, but now you're like, oh, so, okay, let's go back. Let's go to the back and, you know, go to one of the rooms and we look at how many points he wants to buy. But the whole time in my back of my head, I'm thinking, I can't wait to get home and hug my kids and my wife because you never know. I mean, you never know what the next day is going to bring. I mean, that's just one of the times that I had. So I had a lot of those, man, you know, a lot of those, but.
Yeah. Well, I guess the thing of it is, you know, the reason why I do this podcast is, A, I'm helping people make their decisions as well about this. I'm not a guide,
right?
But what I can do is facilitate member conversations and facilitate conversations in the community to help people figure out, is this really real for them? Is this going to help them? And how, if they have bought, how do they make the most out of it? Because sure. I kind of see myself, I'm right there with you. I'm trying to help families come back in and create a lifetime of memory so that when they're on their deathbed, they can sit back and look back and go, you know what? Here's all the good times that we had, right? And that's kind of what this show is about with our families and making the most out of our membership and creating those lifetime of magical memories.
Most definitely. I had like you mentioned earlier, you asked me the question, how many member families? And I told you, but within that portfolio of members, you pick it, you name it, I had it. I had from CFOs of Northrop Grumman to athletes, which obviously I'm not going to mention the names, to, you know, people who own telephone companies in a specific country, which is, I mean, imagine you own the telephone company, you know, from your everyday nurses to teachers. I had everything. I mean, people that you would think like, wow, I mean, really, you look at this thing and then they could afford it and they made it happen and they made it work. And others who just had all gobs of money and said, I'm going to buy this because I have the money to buy it, to, I'll never forget this. I had a guy from Michigan, who said to me, Umberto, let me tell you why I'm buying this thing. And I'm like, well, tell me, you know, you always want to hear. He's like, because I live in Michigan and I have three kids. I have one in Southern California. I have another one that's over in New York, and I have another one over in Oregon. I mean, he had like all the corners of the United States. If he would have had another one, the other one probably would have been in Florida, right? But, and he goes, and they all have kids. So you know what? I'm going to buy this thing because this is my kid sucker. And I'm like, kid sucker? He's like, yeah, I'm going to book a vacation. And since I'm paying, they're all coming. Because you know, when you pay, your kids are going to show up. My oldest daughter, Chad, is 29 years of age. If I pay for the vacation, she will show up with my granddaughter. And it was hilarious because he made me laugh. And sure enough, you know, people buy this membership for all the imaginable reasons that can come into your brain, you know, and they all have a reason why. And this, I thought it was hilarious because this guy precisely did it for that reason. Again, I have story after story after story, things that happened to me that you'd be like, what crazy
stuff.
That's
a memorable one. This is my kid sucker.
It's my kid sucker because it's the happiest place on earth, you know? It is. You would hear this over and over and over and over from guests to say, I just come here because, Umberto, I feel like the moment I walk into the parks, I unplug and everybody's happy. I mean, I don't get that in my everyday job. I'm a detective in Houston, Texas. I don't get that. I mean, I'm following just people who are doing the wrong things. I come here and it's like everybody seems like they're happy doing the right thing. And you just hear these stories. I mean, it's hilarious that I tell the stories because all these stories were told to me. You know, and it's like you hear and it's beautiful to hear what this person had to say, what that person had to say, why they bought this membership. It truly is. I'm blessed. I'm blessed because I got to meet a whole lot of people. And I still to this day have friends that were members of mine and all over the US and all over the world. I mean, I have one in Canada who ended up being my largest member. The guy owns over 4,500 points. You know, he started with 200. And I have another member in Brazil that we talk all the time. His daughter just entered Boston University. I mean, he lives in Brazil. She got, you know, a lot of things. I mean, you just talk to these people. Even to this day, I still talk to them, you know?
Awesome. This is a really interesting perspective that you're bringing to the table here, Bert, because I've never really sat down and heard a guide story on members and have a guide tell me all the member stories. Because I'm used to just talking to one member at a time.
Right.
So I'm kind of like feasting on this one to hear all of these wonderful member stories and not have to just piece them together one at a time.
Yeah. You know, I guess I could tell Disney this now, but if anything, they did me a favor. You know, I'm thankful to them because of what they gave me. Because these memories that I've gained and cherished through my life is something that I will cherish forever. I mean, when I started at Disney, I was taking, and granted, I was a very fortunate kid growing up. I mean, I've thankfully, and I love traveling. So I've traveled over 40 countries around the world. I mean, I've been everywhere, but Asia's probably the only place on the planet I haven't been. But Europe, I've done it. I mean, I've done it a lot of stuff. But when Daddy paid, I'd been to 19 countries, right? So Daddy, you know, raised us well and took us here, there, and everywhere. I got married first time around. I could rub two nickels together, but I wasn't going to go too far, right? And then I started at DVC, and I said, "What, Humberto, what are you doing? I mean, you're selling vacations. Dude, you better start taking some vacations." And from the moment I started set foot on Disney property working at DVC to this day, thankfully, I can tell you, I go away religiously at least 2 to 3 weeks every June or July. Nowadays, because of my daughter's volleyball, we get away in July. But it's religious. I mean, I've gone away for a full month before, even when I was at Disney, because, you know, I have to experience the world if I'm going to be promoting the world. Even though a lot of folks love coming to Disney World, there's a lot of folks who wanted to use other parts of the membership. And you'd have to be able to tell them, yeah, I've been to that place in Cancun. Oh, I've been to that place in Salzburg, Austria. Oh, yeah, I've been to that place. And it's nice that you can talk to folks about all these different locations. And once again, I'm thankful to Disney, because not only did Disney give me the opportunity, but I had the means and the funds to be able to travel and do these things, which, you know, creates a lot of commonality with families. I mean, I could literally sit down with somebody and say, yeah, I've been there, you know, Panama. Oh yeah, I've been there, Panama. I mean, obviously I've been to Colombia many a time, but oh yeah, I've been to Brazil. I've been to Argentina. And then you sit down and they're like, oh wow, this guy, you know, I've been to New York. I've been to Chicago. I've been in Chicago, you know, 11 degrees and eat Garrett's popcorn, which is, you know, so famous in Chicago. I'm like, oh yeah, I've done that, you know? So many things. And I'm thankful to Disney because Disney puts all these people in front of me, you know, because all these people come to Walt Disney World and I was able to sit down and meet with them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Awesome. Now it sounds like you got to raise your family right there in Orlando.
Correct.
Okay. So like, what are some of your favorite park memories that you've got?
Back in the day, I'm on the fifth floor now. I'm sure you know what that means, right? But
I'm knocking on it myself.
Right. So back in my early 30s, you know, I used to love to be able to go. My favorite ride is Tower of Terror. You know, I'm okay with going up and down and feeling my stomach in my chest or my throat, what have you. I remember one time riding it 7 consecutive times. I mean, we'd get on, get off. Chad, I can't get on that thing now for more than once. If I get on the second time, I got a migraine. There went the day. I mean, I can't do this stuff anymore, you know? You know, I can't do Star Tours. I couldn't do that sort of stuff. But just going through the parks, I mean, here's one of the benefits of living in Orlando and working for Walt Disney World. You know, I had this pass. It's called the Silver Pass. You know, I could enter the parks any day of the year with my gang, you know, anybody who was on my pass, right? So if they were under a certain age, I could bring my whole family in. So I would take the girls. But, you know, my girls, once again, extremely blessed, their field trips were in Epcot. Their field trips were at Animal Kingdom. So their school field trips take them to Disney. It's amazing because I have memories not only from working there, but attending the field trip with them, you know, going around with them at Epcot in sixth grade and fifth grade and just enjoying my time with them and being on a field trip. And all of a sudden I'm walking and I get a tap on my shoulder and say, "Hey, Humberto, remember us? We bought from you. You're my guide and we're from New Jersey." I'm like, "Yeah. Oh yeah. It's crazy. Some of the things that, you know, happen because, you know, keep in mind, I have 2,500 members. And if you ask me, you know, some of the names, I can throw some names at you that I remember, but remember, to them, I was the only Humberto Abert at DVC. So they all, well, I can't say all, but a lot of them remember me. So they could pick me out of a lineup. I mean, they're like, "Hey, that's our guide." And I'm like, "Yeah, I guess I am your guide." I mean, I'd have to go look at my notes. Are you from Oregon? Are you from Washington, D.C.? But they all remember, because keep in mind, when somebody does something that you feel ended up being valuable to your family, you'll always remember that person. You know, because I mean, if you go into a car dealership and the guy treats you well and you buy the car and you're like, "You know, I really like that guy." How many times will you go back to the same dealership and ask for the guy and the guy's still there? When you were there, as long as I was there, 2 decades, 20 years, I mean, we're talking 20 years, people would come back and add on with me over and over and over again. It was simple. They'd pick up the phone and they're sitting at home in Pennsylvania, which we have a lot of members in Pennsylvania, right? I think I almost have every little town covered in Massachusetts as well. They'd call me from home. "Hey, Humberto, how you doing? How's everything? I want to add my points." Because they had an 800 number. They'd just call me, you know, on the cruises. I did the cruises, like I mentioned to you as well. So they know who you are. And that's what Disney created, was that legacy of these tenured vacation club guides, you know, that were just there for such a long time that You know, people remember you, man. You know, it's a beautiful thing when they come in. I mean, I remember this one girl, one lady who came in with her daughter. Her daughter was 15. The last time she came in to say hello to me, she's like, Umberto, do you remember her? And I'm like, no. She goes, I wouldn't expect you to remember her. Because when we bought this thing from you, we put her in the kids' clubhouse. She was 3. I'm like, so she, I mean, literally she came in to say hello to me, say, remember her? You know, it's a lot of memories. Again, Chad, a lot of memories, field trips, going through the parks. I mean, I've done it all. So yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean with the family, all the things that you probably cherish from Disney, you know, all of your listeners cherish from Disney is, you know, doing those things with their kids, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, what led to the transition to move from a direct guide to coming over and join a Knicks team?
Well, you know, I saw a few things that times had changed, but more importantly, I'm blessed. You know, my wife, like I mentioned to you earlier, she owns her own practice. She's a dentist. I was able to make the transition. A lot of my colleagues at Disney, either the spouse worked at Disney and the other one was a stay-at-home mom or even dad in some cases. I wanted a little bit more of a break. I mean, I mentioned to you earlier, you know, I did a lot of cruises. And when my older ones were younger, I was on a cruise. I was doing 10 to 12 cruises a year. So I missed a few birthdays. I missed a few soccer games. And I wasn't proud of that. You know, to this day, I think if I could go back, I probably would have only done 2-3 years on a cruise versus the 7 years that I did on the cruise team, so I could have more family time. You know, to me, family is everything, you know? So I got to the point that I had one in high school, my youngest two, Isabella in high school and Valentina, which was in fourth grade, fifth grade. And I'm like, you know what? This girl, she's playing all the sports. The other one's a cheerleader. I said, I think it's almost time. And fortunately, you know, God bless me. I mean, Nick tapped me on my shoulder one day. We'd been talking. He's like, Umberto, you think you're ready? And I'm like, I said, well, what do you got? He's like, well, Umberto, I have a few shifts for you. If you want to work on Monday through Friday, weekends are off. And I'm like, dude, you don't need to say anything else. My wife's off on weekends. I'll be off on weekends. There's a match made in heaven. What hours am I working? He's like, well, based on the shifts and stuff like that, it looks like you'll be done at 3 o'clock. Now, granted, Chad, if somebody calls me at 7 o'clock at night, I'll answer the phone. I mean, I'm always on. It's my cell phone. You know, I'm always here to help, you know. But I'm like, I said, I'm in. I didn't have to think about this twice. I took a 2-week break, hiatus, quote unquote. Retired from Disney, and here I am. That just moved me right over.
Yeah, it sounds like it was pretty much family orientated as well. And I think the difference is now it sounds like you can answer your cell phone or not answer your cell phone, and you could be at a soccer game, right? If there's a break in the action and you feel like answering to see who this is, you've got the freedom to do that.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, my daughter plays, you know, like I said, competitive volleyball. She's got tournaments. Obviously, tournaments are on weekends, right? If there's one thing that I've learned on this side of the fence is the fact that people who are family oriented, and most of the people who are Disney are family oriented, because that's why they like bringing their family to Disney, because it keeps the family together. I mean, all these pieces of the puzzle come together. If I tell them, I say, hey, look, I'll answer the phone. I'm not afraid to answer the phone in the middle of a game. I say, look, I'm here at my daughter's volleyball game. 10 out of 10 people will tell me, you take care of your daughter's volleyball game. The first little break you have, call me back. And you know what? I'm on the money. Chad, I will call them back and I will take care of them, whether they're looking to sell their property or they're looking to buy something. You know, everybody understands the time with the family. You see this, you know, this is what it's all about. You know, Walt Disney created this so you would put the family together. And that's what I do here. You know, I did it at Disney and I do it here. Here is just a lot more flexible because I carry my cell phone. It's attached to me all the time. And I'm always there for my guests. And if I tell my guests I'm going to return their call, I will return their call. If I'm on another call and I can't get to that call, just they leave me a message, they know I'm going to call them back, because I treat guests how I would like to be treated. So if I always put myself in their shoes. I'm trying to get a hold of this guy. Hopefully the guy calls me back. Pretty simple.
Yeah, absolutely. Taking care of family is the only way to go here.
Correct.
Let me ask you some of my traditional questions.
Sure.
So these are our rapid fire questions, and I kind of like them as fun because we get to know you and like you and somewhat judge you. Okay.
Okay.
So Dole Whip or Mickey Bar?
Okay. Definitely a Mickey Bar.
Oh, okay. See, now I'm in the Dole Whip club, but we'll still be friends.
Okay.
See what I'm saying?
Okay. I'm good with you.
Okay. So churro or Mickey pretzel?
Well, I got to keep it Latino, man. I got to go with your churro.
All right. Poncho or umbrella?
Poncho. Once again, we have them in Colombia. They're called ruanas. So ponchos is definitely the way to go.
Awesome. Do you wear ears or rock a t-shirt in the park?
Oh, no, I would definitely. Yeah, I definitely would wear a t-shirt.
I didn't. I'm not getting the ears vibe here, Humberto, but
no,
or Umberto.
When I make when I became a vacation
coach, mess that up all night.
They gave me the ears, and the ear said, Humberto. And they're like, okay, we got to take a group picture. I'm like, really? I said, and I told my trainer at the time, I said, this is the first and last time you'll see me in these ears, man. You won't see me in these ears.
Do you still have that picture?
I could probably, you know what? I probably do. I'm pretty sure I can find it. Most definitely. Yeah.
If you can find it, let's roll with it. Okay.
Let's not give Nick any ideas. Next thing I know, it'll be all over the website, but
he has had you guys do some creative stuff on the team page.
Yeah. No doubt. We're all a former DVC. All of us are formerly DVC. So, you know, we're all about having a good time. And you know what? A lot of us, I know that you go through the quote unquote Disney training, but I think most of us were pretty Disneyanized to begin with. I mean, if there's such a word, Disneyanized, whatever, but yeah, it's in our blood. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. We all bleed pixie dust. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody listening to this podcast kind of bleeds pixie dust. It's kind of in our veins. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. So what's your favorite park?
You know, I think just for sentimental reasons, Epcot. Just okay. Because I was so close. I opened the boardwalk and I spent a whole lot of time with my kids there. And yeah, that's it. I mean, hands down for me, you might ask them, they might give you a different answer, of course. But to me, it's Epcot, you know?
Yeah, that is interesting because people tend to tell me why something is their favorite park. And that's what makes it a good podcast is when we understand the why. And the history that you have there with your kids and all of that time and work and all that, that makes sense to me.
And again, like I mentioned to you, I've traveled extensively and I've been to Morocco. So I've been to a lot of these countries. So to me, it's like it's the best of both worlds. It's my family, my kids, and traveling with my family to these locations, you know? So it's kind of, it all wraps together. I know a lot of people probably think, you know, if you got little ones, Magic Kingdom. And again, if you ask my kids, they might say Magic Kingdom, but we created a lot of memories at Epcot, man. A lot of memories at Epcot. I can't turn that place down. That's number one to me, hands down.
Oh, I completely understand. So what's your favorite land?
World Showcase.
Okay. What's your favorite attraction at Disney?
Tower of Terror.
Okay. And what's the best place on property to relax and enjoy a drink or a dessert?
Drink? Once again, we're going to go with sentimental here. I gave my wife the engagement ring over at the California Grill.
Okay.
So, I mean, that because of the view and because, again, I'm more of a sentimental guy. I know you probably think this guy's crazy because, I mean, even when I'm talking to you right now, I get a little choked up. So hopefully that doesn't come across too bad to the guests listening. But
no, that's perfectly cool. It makes a great podcast. Choke all you want, buddy.
You know, to me, it's like I talk to you. And you ask me the question and it's like, I go back like 15 years. I go back 20 years. I mean, I just celebrated my 20-year wedding anniversary in October, just last month, you know? So it's like, you ask me this question and it sucks me into where I was at the time when I gave her the ring that they gave her, they brought the ring out in the dessert. And then she almost ate the ring because she was so enthralled watching the fireworks that she didn't even see the darn ring. I said, honey, you don't eat the dessert. She goes, well, they brought it to me and I want to watch the fireworks. I said, yeah, but there's something special there. She's like, oh, you know, there's my, you know, so for sentimental reasons, California Grill, you see, is the place for me to maybe have a dessert and have a drink. Although, again, I'd gladly sit, you know, on the boardwalk or across the lake at the beach club and have a drink in the evening and enjoy that. So those two spots to me are probably one and two, if not one and equal, you know?
I'm going to go on record. I think that was my favorite answer to this question. Okay. Just because you could tell me why California Grill was with that engagement story with your wife and the fact that you got a little choked up in thinking about it. I think that's my favorite answer so far here.
4 years ago, we took all of them to the California Grill so we could enjoy our anniversary together and to sit there with all of them, all the girls, and know that we started in that place. You know, she took me on. Again, I don't play the lottery, Chad. I hit the lottery. You know, a woman that marries a guy with three kids at her, you know, young age of 25 is a very brave woman to do something like that. And to have two of her own and still raise his, I mean, to us, it was funny because we sat there and the girls were having a good time. They were eating and we just kept looking at each other. And I'd say, you know, my wife's name is Viviana. You know, once again, they shorten the name, you know, Vivi for short. And I said, Vivi, and she'd say, Humberto, we almost high-fived each other to know that we'd made it this far. You know what I mean? It's like, wow. You know, how many people can say that? How many people in our situation can say, hey, wow, this blended, you know, what we created. It's amazing, man. It really is. You know, it really is. And again, I'm thankful to Disney for that, you know, because I was still at Disney at the time. So I'm thankful for the opportunity of still working. I was working for them then. You know, at the end of the day, I still sell the product. So, you know, or I help people sell the product. I help people buy the product here at DVC Resale Market. So it's
absolutely. And, you know, I think that story is also going to resonate with a bunch of listeners as well, because a lot of us like doing big family gatherings and having that moment and just taking it in when you're at Disney and just looking back over at this table full of the people you love the most. And those shared memories. So thanks for sharing that with us.
It's my pleasure, Chad. If I'm going to help people create memories and I have lasting memories because I helped people create memories, it's 100% win for all, right? I mean, it's like you almost pinch yourself. You know, when I was a vacation collector, like, what? I'm actually doing this thing and Disney's paying me to help people buy this thing that people are going to be thankful. It's just crazy, man. It really truly is. And if you think about it, this is not, you know, this is not a sale at all costs to stick my money and stick the money in my pocket. This was, let me help these folks out. And that's one of the things that we do at Disney and do it best. We care. You know, I had a gentleman today call me just to thank me for helping him through the process. And I'm like, man, this is what I do. He's like, yeah, but you know, not that many people do it. I mean, every time I've called you, answer the phone. And then when you don't answer it, you call me back and you're so quick on answering the questions. I was like, man, when you've been doing this thing for the last 23 and a half years of your life, if I don't know the answer to a question about DVC, Houston, we got a problem here, you know? I mean, this is what I do and I do best. And I'll guide you through the process. You know, I've had people buy this membership here at DVC Resale Market. Says, all right, Humberto. So I made the offer, the seller accepted, and we're going to go to contract. Is this the last time I talk to you? I'm like, well, if you want it to be the last time you talk to me, that's fine. But here's my number, man. You call me or call me whenever you want. I'll be here to help you out. If in the future you have questions about this thing, you know, once you've closed and you're like, man, if I call member services, I might be on hold for 10 minutes. You know, maybe I should call Humberto and ask him. He might know the answer. I've had some people take me up on it. I've had this lady, Jamie from New Jersey. I don't remember the last name. She was one of the first people who bought. It's like, Humberto, I'm going to call you and ask you this question because I have a feeling you know the answer and I don't have to listen to member services recording. I'm like, and boom, we knocked it out. I mean, why not? Chad, if I know the answer, why? Pick up the phone, call me. You know, I have people all the time ask me, do you mind if I ask you more questions? That's why I'm going to give you my direct number. You call, pick up the phone, and you ask me any question you need to ask. If you want to buy from me today, great. If you want to buy from me 2 weeks from now, great. If you want to buy from me 6 months from now, you want to buy a year from now, you need to be ready when you're ready. It's not about me. I'm ready. When you're ready and you feel comfortable and you feel that you have the knowledge to buy this thing, let's do it. And when you're ready to sell, you know, Chad, I had a lady my first year here, Chad. And you, if you want to tell me to, Humberto, be quiet, have at it. But she calls me up.
No.
Okay. So she calls me up. She's like, Humberto, you know, my name's Jean. I got to tell you, I have 7 contracts. And she practically almost started crying on the phone. I said, man, there's no need to cry. Tell me what's wrong. She's like, Humberto, I bought this thing and, you know, we bought this thing and my husband fallen ill. He can't go on vacation anymore. And Disney was our favorite place in the world to go. I cannot sell these 7 contracts right now. And I'm like, Jean, you don't have to. You tell me when you're ready and I'll be here to help you out. She goes, Humberto, can I think about it? I said, Jean, think about it all you want. Here's my number. You call me directly when you're ready and I'll be glad to help you out. She goes, but I said, you know what, Jean, I do have an idea. She goes, what's your idea, Humberto? Help me. I'm all ears. I said, why don't you start with one? Give me one listing. Let's put it up for sale. And it'll be a lot easier than, and she interrupted me. She goes, you got a deal. Yeah, that way I won't feel the pain as much. And we can do this gradually because you told me it's going to take about 50 to 80 days for this thing to close. And little by little, I'll give you a contract. And I'm like, and that's fine. And if at some point in time you want to stop, then you stop. I mean, there's no have to's here. So we started with one contract, boom. Then she sold 2 more, boom. And then little by little, so eventually she sold all 7 of her contracts at her pace, not at mine, at her pace. Mm-hmm. And when she put the last one for sale, she goes, Humberto, your idea has been the best idea. I would have never trusted anybody to do this any other way. And you know what, Chad? That's what you learn at Disney. I learned this with my 20-year career at Disney is you take care of the guests. Well, better yet, you know what, Chad? In life, you take care of people in life and the world will take care of you. You just take care of them for the right reasons and the people mm-hmm. will take care of you. And that's what I've always done. I'm not here to outsell anybody. That's not my job. My job is to be as real as I possibly can, be as honest as I possibly can, be here for the guests as much as I possibly can. The rest, it will take care of itself. And that's exactly what I preach to my kids. Because if I'm going to preach this to my kids, and a lot of us do, a lot of us tell our kids, you got to do the right thing, you got to do the right thing, you got to do the right thing. Well, guess what? If I'm going to preach that to my kids, then I got to do it myself, man. Because guess what? I got mm-hmm. all these eyes watching me, right? So you got to do what you got to do. And that's exactly what I do here.
Well, I think that's really kind of the heart and soul of this podcast is, I mean, I have you guys as resale sponsors and I'll geek out about the Direct Club benefits, okay? Because I like the Direct Club benefits and I tell listeners straight up, look, you can save a boatload of money on resale. And I want you to save a boatload of money on resale, but I also want you to get the benefits of Direct if that's important to you. So you guys got to figure out what's important to you all and I'll put you in touch with some great people that are here to help you either way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And as long as I do the right thing and help connect people and build this community and really host an honest conversation that says, look, there's nothing wrong with buying direct. There's nothing wrong with buying resale. If you're a Saratoga fan, cool. I'll geek out with you. If you think it's the resort of last resorts, I'll probably chuckle and, you know, we'll still hang out. Okay.
True. I mean, you know, how many times has somebody said to you, oh, Chad, you got to go watch that movie. That's the best thing. And you go watch the movie like, well, maybe it wasn't that great. But you know what? Maybe it's great to them. Maybe mm-hmm. that's what makes them happy. And that's fine. You know, just like I like Epcot, you know, some people might say, Epcot? World Showcase? Is this guy crazy? Well, you know what? I might think the same thing about something else that they might like. But at the end of the day, if we treat each other with respect and kindness and honesty, we're going to go a long way. And that's what we do. I mean, when I was talking to you, you know, briefly a few weeks ago, you mentioned to me you started this how many years ago?
2 or 3 now. I spent a year developing before I even hit record.
Right. And you've grown leaps and bounds.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Why? Because you're a real guy. You're down to earth. And then you're like, here, this is who I am. And you tell it the way it is. And people appreciate that. And that's exactly my philosophy in life. You know, I'm going to tell it the way it is. You want to keep me on the phone 40 minutes? Ma'am, sir, I will stay on the phone with you 40 minutes. If that means that you need to be in full understanding of what you're going to buy or what you're going to sell, because remember, we do both here. I'm all ears. I don't have a problem talking to somebody for 40 minutes, 40. I mean, I think I've been on the phone here one time. I was on the phone for 1 hour and 20 minutes with one guest. And so what? I'm not the believer. And I know different folks have different, you know, philosophies, but I'm not one guy who likes to sit behind and just shoot emails. You know, to me, emails, you know, words are words. Some people might interpret them one way. Some people might, you listen to me, you talk to me, and you know that I'll answer the phone when you call me. You're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to pick up a phone and call this guy because there's a lot of folks in this world who rather still talk to people. And that's what I'm here for you is for you, not just you, Chad, but you, the guest listening is I'm here for you, man. If you want to call me and pick my brain, pick my brain.
I'm all ears on this one there, Bert, because I can't tell you, I work with a lot of people on the podcast and setting up interviews and everything else. And people are like, yeah, man, you know, DM me on IG. And I'm like, huh? Like, can I send you a text message? Well, that means you have to know my cell phone. Like, just send me a DM. I'm like, okay, let me figure out Instagram and I'll send it to you. Okay. That's what it takes. I mean,
right.
You know?
Yeah. And I know we got to evolve with the times, but reality is, talking to somebody. See, the thing is here with this, just like what we're doing here today, certain questions, we may go off on tangents. So you may have a simple question like, should I buy Old Key West 2042 or should I buy Old Key West 2057? Well, it depends. Well, it depends on what exactly. That's why we have to have a conversation because what you may want is not necessarily what, if I bring up a few points, you might be like, well, like I'll give you another story here. I had a gentleman call me about a year and a half ago. He calls me up. He says, hey, young man, right? So obviously, I guess he thought he was older than me, which I found out later he was. But he's like, hey, young man, I'm looking to buy this thing. And I've been looking at a listing on your website. And I want Boardwalk. And I like this listing because it's got 200 points. And I want to. And so I'm like, okay. So here I am, Mr. Conservative here, right? Mr. Frugal, Conservative, 5 daughters. You know, you got to try and keep your money in your pocket as best as you can. I said to him, sir, what's your first name? He's like, Anthony. I said, okay, Anthony, have you thought about maybe like Saratoga or Animal Kingdom? You get more years. And it was hilarious. He's like, hey, Sonny, listen to me. Let me tell you, and here's what you and I both like, Chad. Let me tell you the why. Sonny, what would you say your name is again? Umberto. There you go. Umberto. My wife and I are 65 years of age. I want to buy Boardwalk. Every day is Sunday. Why? Because I'm retired. Okay. So every day Sunday to me, I want to be able to call 11 months in advance, book the Boardwalk for Food and Wine Festival, walk into Epcot and stumble on the way out with my wife. So that's why I want Boardwalk. Chad, guess what? He knew exactly what he wanted and his choice was perfect. And here I am trying to save the guy a buck. But guess what? If we do this behind a computer, we would have gone a whole lot longer. We get on the phone. It was boom, 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 straight to the point, 200 points. Let's knock this thing out. Let's go. That's why I always feel that you should talk to people. People need to understand the process. You know, this is not like you buy today, you walk out tomorrow with it. Remember, there's a process to closing that contract, and people need to know what the process is. You might tell them 10, 12 times, this is the process. And they'll call you and say, Humberto, I forgot what I need to do. I'm here for you. You call me up. I'll be glad to help you out with that. So I think that's why I prefer the phone. I mean, I really like talking to people on the phone.
You know, you've sparked an interesting question in my mind. Okay. You talk with a lot of sellers. Okay. Why is it that people choose to sell their membership? Because like with me and a lot of people listening to this show right now, that's like the farthest thing from our mind. Well, maybe not me, because I'm kind of an investor. I think of flipping them. Okay.
Right.
But why is it that most people will sell their investments? What are the common rationales and reasons so that we can start to become educated and aware of this if that life opportunity comes up in our lives?
It's the four-letter word, life. You know, I never suspected that people would sell as fast as they have, or that they do. You know, when I was at Disney, I'd hear people, oh, I got to sell. But you know what? Just think about your personal life and think about your friends and family members and colleagues at work. People get divorced. People lose jobs. People fall ill. Anything that you can imagine can happen in somebody's life. And next thing you know, they're like, you know what? I got to sell this thing. Good news is, fortunately, it's not a quote unquote timeshare like others. Here, at least, it holds value. In some cases, people have made money. I mean, I've had members track me down and sell their five contracts that they bought the five contracts with me at Disney and track me down here via Facebook and other ways that they track me down. And they say, we found you. I want to sell my five contracts now. There was a month this year that I must have sold 15 contracts just from three members of mine, you know, because life hits them. You know, they don't need it. Their kids don't want it anymore. I've had a lot of kids who've inherited this from their parents, you know, and they're like, my parents love Disney, but I don't. But what's this worth? You mean I can sell this thing? But yes, you can.
Ka-ching.
But yeah, that word life, man, it comes around and it happens. People need to sell for whatever reason, multiple reasons, anything you can think of, I've heard already.
Yeah, well, the big ones that come to my mind is they lose a spouse through death, divorce, disability, or sometimes their kids grow out of it and they grow out of the phase. They're like, hey man, it was great doing this for 7-8 years. We raised our family through those magical years at Disney, and now we got college bills to pay.
I had two guests my first year here that sold their membership. In both cases, they bought their kids cars because they're headed off to college so they use this membership. I remember one was 10 years. The other one was like 13 years. They sold the membership. They grabbed that money and each of them was going to buy their kids cars to send them off to college. And they use this thing. And they made money on it. It's crazy.
It's absolutely crazy. I think when I did all of that math and all of that really sunk in as a viable reality for me is when I said, okay, I'm tired of sitting on the fence. I'm in. And that's part of the reason why I'm a fan of the resale market, because I have some direct points that give me my benefits and get me into my parties and all of that stuff.
Right.
But the vast majority of mine are through you guys, through resale. I mean, literally I bought them through Nick. Nick was my agent. Okay. And not as a direct one, as a resale agent, just so that I could come back in, use these things for a few years, get the benefit out of them, and then sell them for what I got in or more. So we were talking about why people sell. And you've said you've heard about every reason under the planet. They usually, let's see if we can classify these some. I've heard of like sickness, can't come to the park. Okay. They leave it to the kids and the kids go, great mom and dad, you guys were great Disney fans. We're not so much. And the Disney bug it wasn't genetic. We don't have that. Okay.
Right.
And so now we have the contract, but hey, it's worth something. What can I get for this? Okay.
Right.
And then you've also got,
well, unfortunately, divorce is a big one that does happen, right? Economic distress in the household, you know, one of them loses a job. That's always tough. Believe it or not, I get a lot of the kids have outgrown this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a few this week of that. You know, the kids have outgrown this thing. And then, you know, actually, I had a gentleman today who was scheduled to arrive yesterday and the kids didn't want to come down. His wife, and they didn't. So those points are going to go to waste. They were going to spend 7 nights here. They didn't show up and he doesn't care. He's like, whatever. It's the second vacation. We don't show up at Disney. So there's a room. I don't know what resort he's staying that is sitting there empty because they never came down.
And that's sad. I mean, those of us that are like in point crunch mode go, how can that happen? Okay. But it's life, though.
I've had people call me who've forgotten to bank their points for 3 years. I know you can't bank. Obviously, you and I both know you can't bank your points more than 1 year, and you can borrow from the upcoming year. But oh, you know what, Umberto, I don't think I've used this thing for 3 years. And you know what? They're absolutely right. When I request what's called a point activity statement from Disney, sure enough, man, there's points sitting there from the previous year. And then I tell them, look, you got to try and get them banked. And, you know, you walk them through to helping them price this out the best way possible. That's the other thing we do here is we try and say, hey, look, you need to do this, you need to do that. That way your listing looks a little bit more attractive to the buyer. You know, nobody wants to receive a year's worth of points that are about to expire. You know, it's best if you get them, at least get them banked for that person, right? So, you know, you walk them through that process as well.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So, okay, I have to ask you this. Where all in DVC have you stayed?
So I've stayed at the Boardwalk, I've stayed at the Beach Club, I've stayed at Animal Kingdom, I've stayed at the Grand Floridian, I've stayed at the Polynesian, Bay Lake Tower, Old Key West. Obviously, I didn't give them to you in order, but you get the gist. Hilton Head Island, Vero Beach, and Wilderness Lodge, you know, which now called Boulder Ridge. Maybe I should have done it the other way, is where have I not stayed?
I think it
would have been the faster and easier. You know, so obviously Copper Creek, I haven't stayed. You know, I went out to Maui on my honeymoon. Obviously, that's not where Aulani is at, and Aulani didn't exist. But so Aulani, I haven't done Grand Californian either. That's it.
So really just the three. Copper Creek, which wasn't open when you were a direct guide. Okay.
Right.
And then Aulani, which I don't know how you didn't make it out there. I mean, that's just...
Hopefully my kids won't listen to the podcast, because then I won't hear the end of that one. But okay, go ahead, Chad.
You'll have to make that one right. So
yeah. And then Grand California. I never made it. I made it out to the West Coast. I was in LA and stuff, but I went out there. My wife was doing a seminar and it was like a weekend getaway. I flew to LA, picked her up, and we went to Las Vegas, because that's where her thing was going. So, you know, again, I was in and out of Cali pretty quick. So I didn't make it to staying out there either.
Well, you know what? This is what I think is going to happen. I think your daughters are going to hear this show and right. They're coming to you and go, Pops, Aulani, that's my sucker. Okay.
That's right. Yeah. You're probably right. Because my oldest she loves Disney. She's in Charlotte, North Carolina nowadays with my granddaughter. She's a year and a half old. And every time she comes, she's got to hit the parks, man. It's incredible. It really is incredible. Every single time. If she's here for 2 days, she's going to go to the park one. If she's here for seven, she's going to go to the park 3 or 4 days. It's incredible, you know?
Well, I mean, I think everybody listening to this show can appreciate that or identify with that. One of the two.
True. Yeah, most definitely. You know, when you're living it here and you're working it, you know, you forget. You know, one thing that I used to always do is we get these Mickey stickers when we travel. I don't have them anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have to make myself a note. I'm going to have one of my buddies or whatever pick up some stickers for me, or I'll pick them up from Disney. But every time I travel, I used to travel with a roll of these Mickey stickers. And whenever I'd run into I'd put them in my pocket and my daughters would love it. They'd say, oh, you're going to hand them out today? Yeah. So I'd come up to a little kid or whatever, a little girl in the street, and go, boom. And I would put it on their back, and then the parents would start laughing, or I put it on the dad's back and the kids would start laughing. And it's incredible, because a lot of times, you know, you create a conversation with these folks. And in some cases, some of those folks have been to Walt Disney World. They're blessed to have come here. And there's others that reality is that's their number one dream in life, is to make it to Disney. And we sometimes just take this thing for granted, you know, I could go in the parks any day I wanted to. My kids would go field trip. Imagine their field trips were at Disney, like I mentioned to you earlier, you know, and some of these kids, that's on their bucket list, to just doing it once in their life. That's huge, man. It's huge.
Oh, I completely understand. And we are exceptionally fortunate to be DVC members that can go multiple times a year.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah. So do you have like one single tip that you can give people for maximizing the value out of their membership?
Yeah, I mean, there's multiple things. I mean, obviously learning those point charts is key. You know, you don't have to learn them, because you can see them on our website, or you can find them. But different folks, you know, have different, you know, philosophies. You know, I tend to like it when I talk to a guest that says to me, look, Umberto, you know what? I want to try and open my availability to my benefit. So I always tell them, I said, you know what? Buy yourself enough points to get yourself a one bedroom. Because we all know, or at least I know, or maybe the listeners know, or they're all about to learn, but you can do two studios for the same amount of points that you do a one bedroom. And a one bedroom only sleeps, you know, 4 to 5 people. And in the two studios sleep, you know, each sleeps 4, in some cases 5. And you're using the same number of points. But guess what? You know, at member services, the last rooms to go are the one bedroom. So when somebody has enough points to book a one bedroom, it's going to be a lot easier. You know, sometimes being too frugal is not great because you want the studio, you want it old Key West, you know, you only want to use 8 points a night, but you know, you're going to have to get on the phone early. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that, once again, like I was mentioning to you earlier, Chad, that's one of the beauties of being on the phone with a guest, is that you can cover a lot of these things, because a lot of folks sometimes don't know the difference because they're new or they've done their homework, but sometimes you can't do enough homework to fully understand the mechanism of DVC. You know, a lot of things that I've learned to, you know, hear, and they start saying, I had a gentleman just last week said to me, Umberto, we talked the other day for about a half an hour. I have a few more questions for you. So shoot, go for it. He goes, I have two questions. So he started with his first question. He says to me, Umberto, you know what? I'm thinking of, instead of buying those 200 points, I'm thinking of buying 50 points. And I already knew where he was going with this. So he was thinking of buying four contracts of 50 points each. And I knew where he was going with it. So I said, but I'm going to let you go, ask away, and I'll wait. He's like, okay. So Umberto, did you know the answer? Or do you know the question I was going to ask you? I was, yeah, because you were trying to have home resort priority at all four locations by buying 50 points, thinking you'd have home resort priority for 200 points when in reality, you only have home resort. He's like, how did you know? I said, look, I've been asked this question, you don't know how many times. I mean, I used to do member celebrations on the cruise ships. That question was usually one of the top questions when the guest was looking to add on. You know, so there's questions that you hear over and over again that you're like, I know the answer to that one. I know where they're going with this. I know where they're going with that. But the beauty of this is that when you're on the phone and you're talking to the guest, you can listen and say, identify exactly where they're headed. And you can say, well, no, you got to look at it from this perspective. And they're like, oh, I gotcha. It's like another thing that is key, and you probably know this, Chad, is a use year. It's a use year is when you receive your points every year, right? That specific month, right, Chad?
Mm-hmm. The use year is relative to your vacation dates, because all vacations have to fall within a use year. So you just have to move the points to make sure they're in the right use year to book your vacation is the best way I describe it.
And you know, for those who've played Monopoly, I've always told them go is like the use year is like the month is like go in Monopoly. Every time you go past go, you get money. And in this case, every time you go past that specific month is when you receive your points. But there are benefits to picking a specific use year based on your travel norms, so to speak. If you're the type of family who comes to Disney February, June, October, November, December, you're all across the board, you know what? Then any use year will probably do you well. But if you're a family who normally comes in the month of August every single year, because that's when you like to come down, you know, reality is September is probably the worst use year for you, right? And I go into the the reasoning behind it, and I explain it to them in case they happen to cancel a reservation and stuff like that. And folks are like, oh, that makes sense. You know, so there's a lot of experience and knowledge that, you know, I can bring to the table that, you know, folks who are just starting to get their feet wet in this, I can do it faster when we do these over the phone. You know, sometimes, you know, they're asking questions away on chat, and it's like, you know, I tell them, I said, we can chat, but we'll be here for hours. And reality is, if we start going off on tangent, this is going to get worse. Let's just pick up the phone. I'll call you or you call me. And then we do it. And sure enough, Chad, usually 10 minutes, we're able to knock a lot of the questions out. They're like, wow. And I always tell them, you know what, call me, but right before you call me, there's two things you need, pen and paper, you know, or if you're a computer and you want to start typing away, go for it. And then you call me and then we can knock these things out because they can type all the, you know, type the stuff. The other thing is what I like doing as well is I do tend to do a lot of like husband and wife both on the phone, or spouses on the phone and I'm on the phone, because, you know, you and I both know, I mean, we're married. My brain doesn't think the same way. The question I may ask you, not the same question, you know, my wife's going to ask you, you know, and a lot of times, you know, you might get the tap on the shoulder, honey, you forgot to ask that question. You know, like, you know, the guy was asking the questions he thought were important to him. He forgot to ask the ones that he never knew his wife wanted to know, you know? So it's always good to do. I always call it the welcome to the DVC resale market conference call, you know, and, you know, we make light of it. I laugh, we joke, but I answer their questions, you know, so that's key as well.
Perfect. And just so we don't have a cliffhanger out there, the reason why a September use year is bad if you like to travel in August a lot is point expiration, correct?
Correct. Because you're in what you call the 0% banking window, right? So now we're getting a little bit more into the use year thing. And if you happen to cancel, Disney will say, sure, you can cancel the reservation, but you can't bank them. So now you're stuck. You know, so you don't want to be in that. And, you know, if you're a single person buying this membership, because everybody buys this membership, by the way, this is not just families. Maybe I probably should have prefaced that earlier. I've had single people buy this thing, males, females, single parents. I mean, I've seen it all. right? Mm-hmm. But reality is that somebody in the family can get hurt. Somebody might break an arm. And sometimes, once again, that four-letter word, life pops up and they have to cancel. So you want to put yourself in the best situation in case if you had to cancel, you could still bank these points in case you're not going to use them for that year. So there's little things like that that I'm able to teach guests when I'm on the phone and they're like, aha. You know, I get quite a few of those aha moments when I'm on the phone with them.
Perfect. So I know we've heard, you know, on the phone with them a lot. So how should a guest follow up with you if they want to know more?
Well, pretty easy. Pick up a phone and dial 407-509-7933. That's my direct number. I mean, you probably have listeners from outside the US, so just put a one in front of that. So it's 1-407-509-7933. I'll be glad to assist, you know, and I'm always here for the guests. You know, again, I do speak Spanish. I can get by very well in Portuguese. My French is a little, but I can still get through in that. You know, I mean, if they prefer to email me, just for starters, H as in happy, U as in utopia, M as in Mary, B as in boy, E as in Eric, R as in rabbit, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, Umberto at dvcresalemarket.com. However they want to reach out to me, you know, I'm here for them. But I'll tell you, if you want to save time, phone's the way to go.
Okay. Sounds like you're a phone guy. And man, thank you so much for sharing your DVC story here and some of the personal insights that you've shared with us about membership and what we can expect and buying and selling and just the natural life course of a DVC member.
You know, Chad, I really appreciate your time. You know, I'm thankful to you to give me the opportunity to be on your podcast and share. You know, stories is what I have. So, you know, I'm sure you and I will do this many more times and the people tune in, they'll hear many more stories. You know, some of them will have you laughing off your chair. Some of them I may not be able to share because, you know, this is a rated G show, but I believe me, I've had some stuff that you're like, really? I'm gonna have to tell you some of these in private. As a matter of fact, if some of the folks really want to hear some of those stories, they can have them pick up the phone and give me a call. You know, as I teach them about DVC, I'll tell them some of these stories, but I've had my share of stories and things happen to me on a presentation at Disney that you will leave you going, wow, really? People do these things. Yeah. People do these things. And I got to witness some of them. But I appreciate your time. I really appreciate your time. Anytime, Chad, I'm here for you. And hopefully we can do a lot more of these.
Well, that sounds like an awesome follow-up to this interview. So thanks so much for coming on today.
You got it, Chad. Take care, man. Thank you.
Wow. What an incredible, heartfelt, insightful interview. If you enjoyed today's show, please share it out. MyDVCPoints.com/065 will not only bring you to the show notes, but the show notes have an embedded podcast player right there in them. So if you want to share the show out to somebody who doesn't normally listen to podcasts, they can just bring up mydvcpoints.com/065 and click the play button right below Bert's picture. If you'd enjoyed today's show, please leave us a review on iTunes. We have 95 five-star reviews there, and I'd like to hit 100 here soon. I'd also like to thank DVC Rental Store, Incredible Vacation Homes, Be Our Guest Vacations, and Monera Financial for supporting today's show. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a magical day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.